Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, baby. You love that sound. It's the sound of Friday. I love it, too. Welcome. Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here.
Hey.
Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is 6:08, and already we don't want to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are never going to make it into the Rock and Roll DJ Hall of Fame. You're talking over the vocals.
Oh, well,
man.
Apologies, Todd Rundgren. Here's what else I would say to Todd.
What's that?
Hello, it's me, Bob Rose.
Oh, yeah.
And I do what I want.
Yeah.
And I talk over the vocals if I want. Because I'm rich and I could do this and they could fire me and I could...
You could live another week and a half, Bob. Mm. At least.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Before going into the 25-year ration supply,
yes,
that
cat food
Glenn Beck sent me.
Thanks, oh, Glenn. Yeah, nice. That was nice.
No, he didn't.
What would that should. Stuff really taste like?
I heard it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, versus not having anything to eat.
It's really, really good compared to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning. Here we are. And I, in my promo yesterday, I talked about the school shooting.
Uh-huh.
And I said, law enforcement spoke with the dad and the kid, the alleged shooter, a year ago. What in the world happened in between? And, you know, and I said, what now? What now? What's well, next? Where's the other shoe or whatever?
You shouldn't have asked. It's all on you, Bob.
The father of the 14-year-old Appalachee High School attack suspect was arrested yesterday and charged with manslaughter and other charges. CBS News reported that law enforcement sources indicted 54-year-old Colin Gray allegedly gave an AR-15 to his son as a gift in December of 23. This includes 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, 2 counts of second degree murder, 8 counts of cruelty to children. The charges stem from Mr. Gray knowingly allowing his son to possess a weapon. All right. So can you imagine the scenario? Law enforcement is sitting down. They knocked on your door. They're coming in. They're talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Your son is the focus of the conversation and what he may have posted online, very threatening. The kid has had problems in the past. This wasn't not my kid, because there's no way you could say that with a straight face. The kid had problems. So that's like right there in your face.
Yeah.
And what would the typical parent reaction be to that? Well, he claimed that, you know, he had hunting rifles, but the kid didn't have access to them. And that may be true.
A year ago.
Then we find out, what does the parent do in the meantime? I mean, the last thing after your kid is accused of, you know, wanting to shoot up the school, that's law enforcement knocking on your door. Is that not serious? And so you buy your kid an AR?
Look, how many kids, 10-year-olds, grew up with a 22? You know, got your little Ruger, and that's fine. But you've got a kid who they have concerns about, and you're buying them something like that? Come on.
Well, not just concerns about them, but I mean,
they were there, yeah.
The cops had to say, listen, we're here on behalf of the FBI. This tips came into the FBI.
Yeah.
I mean, FBI. And you're sitting there in your living room. How could you not be very, very concerned? And the exact opposite of what I think most people do. You went out and got the kid a gun and not just like a little 22 to start
right.
with.
Yeah.
Anyway, once the cops talked to him, it'd be like, no guns around him for
years.
Forever.
Yeah. He's got to grow up and we'll figure it out.
It's just not. You know, there's some people that are not stable enough to where you would just want. Why would you even take that chance?
There's a disconnect.
But yet, apparently the dad is not, you know, necessarily the greatest guy. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation called for communities across the state to encourage students to contact a member of their school faculty with any and all concerns of suspicious behavior that they may see. All right. The sheriff spoke to a press conference Thursday night and announced that 9 individuals who were injured in the attack will be making a full recovery. So, you know, at least there's some good news there. But a father buys his son, and the kid showed problems way before he was even 13, but he was 13 when the cops came banging on their door. Hey, we believe your son may be behind these online threats.
But he said he was
about shooting up a school.
Yeah, but the kid said I didn't do that.
You know, we're concerned. We saw some things online where it appears your son was trying to make a transaction to get marijuana, and then so the father a few months later just decides to buy him, a couple of grams of cocaine.
Great analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's...
Like,
yeah.
What parent would ever... of all the actions or, you know, even if you did nothing, even if you weren't supervising him probably the way a father should, especially a problematic kid, but for you to go out and actually get him a gun after... And it's starting to fit together. I mean, the kid's name is Colt.
Yeah.
Now, Colt can be a very popular name outside of the gun reference, but...
But
it could be that dad's a little bit of a gun head, and that appears maybe that's the case.
And that's fine. But maybe your kid's not cut out for going down the same path.
Yeah, and I think more and more is going to come out about this dad not being, much of a good dad. Yeah.
Good decisions in his life.
Of all the decisions you could make. Yeah. Mm. And maybe you believe your kid that he didn't do it, but you know your kid has problems. And how ignorant would you have to be if after the cops knocked on your door and you know your kid has problems for you to be in some state of denial? Or did you really want to see what he would do with it? Are you a little twisted yourself or a lot twisted?
It's messed up either way.
I mean, Liz, I was waiting for more information. How did this kid fall through the cracks, et cetera, et cetera?
Right.
I'll be honest with you. I never thought it would be the dad getting arrested because he purchased the kid his own AR after warnings from law enforcement about the kid being crazy.
He couldn't make a worse decision.
There's a lot to get to. Biden guilty, Trump not guilty. I'll explain coming up. It is 6:16, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Happy Friday, happy weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Alleged 14-year-old shooter, Georgia. His dad arrested. His dad bought him an AR after police had already warned, we think he may be behind online threats to shoot up the school. Then it comes out the aunt of the alleged Georgia school shooter, Colt Gray, threatened to go full throttle on anyone speaking ill of the 14-year-old on social media. She put that out just after the massacre unfolded. Right about when, you know, everybody was pretty much, they figured out who the possible shooter was.
I'd say there's some patterns in this family.
Yeah, Annie Paulimus Brown identified herself as Gray's aunt, leapt to the teen's defense in a series of since-removed Facebook posts soon after authorities identified him as the alleged gunman who opened fire at Appalachie High School in Winder, Georgia, on Wednesday. The woman vowed to stick by the alleged gunman, saying she will not, in all caps, will not leave her nephew standing alone. Wow.
A lot of comments come to mind there.
When Uvalde happened, I hold my own children that only hurt people hurt people.
Well.
Wow.
What's that telling
and
us, baby?
And she did everything she could to fight, in all caps, for her nephew. Hmm. Wow. They are charging my 14-year-old nephew as an adult for murder. Y'all ready to see polymus blood in full throttle? That's her family, I guess. Okay. In full throttle. Nah, I wouldn't be either. Wow.
In other words,
don't say bad things about my nephew who allegedly just murdered four people. Don't say anything bad about him, because if you do, I might go full. I will go full throttle.
Wow.
So
I wonder if this is the sister to the dad. I'm just asking. Just asking.
You know, I think they should see what is in that well water.
Oh, yeah.
I would test that.
There's something.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I wanted to phone this observation in yesterday in the second half of the fourth hour, but the topic didn't return to the gun shooting. But I wanted to share that. If we recall, the police interviewed Colin and Colt, and what I heard the father say is that he only has access to the guns under my supervision. And the moment he said that, I thought to myself, well, if that statement is true and he shot the people with your gun, that can only mean that he obtained that gun under your supervision. And I knew at that moment that I heard him say that he was going to be dragged in and involved. So.
But did you think after the police warned him about his kid's behavior that he would go out a couple months later and buy him an AR for Christmas?
No, that's definitely out of hand, and that's why they're going to probably, I don't think they'll be sharing a cell together, that's for sure.
You know, your kid shows a propensity to want to light firecrackers and blow stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
So, what does a good parent do? For Christmas, I buy him a couple of
dynamite!
Sticks of dynamite!
There you go.
See? See? Good dad. Good dad.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is it crazy or what? Uh-huh. All right. Speaking of crazy,
here's a transition.
Dick Cheney's little lizard. I'm sorry, Liz.
Liz, yes. Now she is a little. Well, never mind.
Anyway, she came out.
Yes.
In supporting Kamala Harris.
Uh huh.
But it is kind of interesting that she actually made some statements warning about voting for Kamala Harris.
And yeah. Then you get a vote for her after
listen to this. Listen to this. Liz Cheney put this out. I don't have the exact date. And it was Elon Musk who retweeted it. Okay?
Yeah.
Liz Cheney. Kamala Harris is a radical liberal who would raise taxes, take away guns and health insurance, and explode the size and power of the federal government. She wants to recreate America in the image of what's happening on the streets of Portland and Seattle. We won't give her the chance.
Wow.
That was in August of 2020. And that's when maybe Trump wasn't going to be necessarily the candidate locked in, right? So, which is it? In other words, if you believe anything that you posted, Liz Cheney, you hate Trump so much that you're not just saying you're voting for, you gave her your full support.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a radical liberal, by her own words, radical liberal who would raise taxes, take away guns and health insurance, explode the size and power of government, wants to recreate America in the image of what's happening in the streets of Portland and Seattle. We won't give her the chance. Not only are you giving her a chance, you're promoting her.
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't get it. I know that the Bushes, they hate Trump, too.
Sure.
You have to try to figure out what's really behind it? Because I could fully understand people saying, look, I just hate the guy's attitude. He's smug. Mm-hmm. He thinks he knows it all. I'm just, I don't think he's all that, and I don't really want him to be president. But when the only alternative is Kamala.
Wow.
And you're telling me, not only are you like, well, oh, I'm going to sit this one out. I don't like either one. Because it's not a personality test. It's a policy test. Are you for the policies that Trump brings? Lower taxes. Get the economy surging again. Get us out of these crazy wars. Secure the border for national security reasons, for fentanyl reasons, for human smuggling reasons, and for economic reasons. So you agree with the policies of Kamala Harris? You have to. You're supporting her. Again, it's not a popularity contest. You see, Trump represents more than just pushing policy. They're deathly afraid that he's going to upset their little schemes that they have going on, where Republicans and Democrats kind of feign, the distrust of each other and the differences in policies.
It's a game.
Trump actually is genuine and means what he says and will make every attempt to deliver on his promises. To them, politics is a game. And at the end of the day, they're all together in smoky rooms, laughing, smoking cigars, drinking, and laughing about the American people. And that's one of the reasons why they hate Donald J. Trump. Not to mention they all must be devil worshippers, too. But well, I don't want to get off track.
Another detail.
6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Democrat Party or the Party of Beelzebub? You decide. A lot more to talk about on the way. 97.3 The Sky. All right. It's Friday. Is that awesome? Woo. Can we just do this? Breathe. Take it in. Chill. Relax. Don't sweat the small things. And they're all small things, she said. And my feelings are still hurt. But anyway. Yeah. Happy Friday, everybody.
It's here.
Even if you don't have the weekend off, you know what I always say. Be thankful that you have a job.
Yes.
A lot of people don't. And in fact, we've got a story about that. Unemployment numbers going up, new hires going down. Ooh. And I mean to the point to where they're both kind of trend setting. Not good.
That's not good.
Yeah. We'll dig into that in a little bit. Your top story, in case you haven't heard already, the father of the alleged school shooter in Georgia, he's been arrested. And charged, basically, I guess, as kind of an accessory to all of this.
Mm.
After being warned by the police, after talking to them about the problems, you know, that his child may have. I mean, he knows he has problems. But the cops said he also, you know, he might be behind these random or anonymous internet threats that came to our attention via the FBI. That he's going to go and shoot up the school.
Yeah, but he's doing better at his new school, Bob.
So
the dad said.
The dad goes out and buys him a gun.
Yeah.
Like we said earlier, if the kid's, you know, says he wants to play with firecrackers, so you buy him a stick of dynamite, and then you wonder, gee, what went wrong?
What did I miss?
Yeah, right.
Father of the year, I think he's not going to be in the running for that.
I think you got that right.
What else do we have going on? Hunter Biden changed his plea guilty before trial began Thursday. And from my understanding, kind of came as a surprise to pretty much everybody, even his own attorney, at least initially. Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. I don't have a lot of time, I feel like, wasting on this. Hunter Biden changed his plea to guilty to get it over with while the old man is still in office and kicking so that he can pardon him.
But he said he wouldn't.
And that... I knew that was the second part. I was like, yeah. And if you believe he said, no, we wouldn't pardon him, you believe there was truth behind that, then you are more naive than we thought. So, yeah, Hunter pleads guilty. Of course, get everything and all of it that he can out of the way, so to speak. The old man's going to pardon him.
Yeah.
So that's done. Now, on the other hand, Trump pleads not guilty to charges in Jack Smith's election case. Now, Trump wasn't there in person. Lawyers entered a not guilty plea on behalf of him, federal court in D.C. Thursday, related to charges from the special counsel Jack Smith that, well, one judge said he doesn't really have a constitutional authority to even be in that position. But here he's able to bring up the charges again. This is a new indictment after the Supreme Court ruled a president is immune from prosecution for official acts in office. So, yeah, they rehashed it, twisted it, turned it so that it would be accepted, I guess, at least in this court, and playing every game they can, pulling out every trick they have to do anything they can to hamper Donald J. Trump from getting back into the White House. All the fake news that has been going on, going all the way back to, you know, what was it, St. Louis? You know?
Hands up.
Hands up, don't shoot.
That's right.
Charlottesville, there's fine people on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
Was not complimentary or talking about skinheads. Mm-hmm. Talking about people where they stood in terms of taking down the monuments.
Right.
That's what that statement was all about. Well, here's going to be another fake one that you'll hear rehashed over and over again, thanks to the Associated Press.
Oh, brother.
Speaking at a rally in Phoenix, J.D. Vance said he does not like that school shootings have become a fact of life while calling for better security.
Right.
If these psychos are going to go after our kids, we've got to be prepared for it. We don't have to like the reality that we live in, but it is the reality we live in. We've got to deal with it. When a journalist asked Vance what the country can do to stop shootings, Vance called for greater security.
Okay.
I don't like this, that this is a fact of life, but if you are a psycho and you want to make headlines, you realize that our schools are soft targets, and we have got to bolster security at our schools. We've got to bolster security, so if a psycho wants to walk through the front door, kill a bunch of children, they're not able. Now, is there anything in that that sounds unreasonable or untrue or radical or like he doesn't care? No. He answered the question appropriately.
But the left like to kind of just pick and choose words.
Instead of reporting on his comments accurately, the AP originally reported only that Vance called shootings a fact of life.
See, that's what they do.
Right. Yep. J.D. Vance says he laments that school shootings are a fact of life and calls for better security. That was the AP. They reversed their own headline and kind of fixed it. Fixed it, at least it was better than what it was. But it's another case of fake news. Yep. The media looking for anything that they can bash a Republican about. That's one thing. But when you're taking it out of context,
right,
purposefully to try to make them look bad, and knowing that it's not honest.
And the other pattern there is just like we've seen with Facebook and everything else with the stories you've had the last week or so. They put something out there, But changing it to slightly correct it a day or two later somehow never gets the same level of press, does it?
No, it doesn't. They know once that like cat out of the bag, because
they know.
You've got all your lefty parrots that they're just going to be parroting those initial lines, and those are the initial lines that'll be spread everywhere.
Yep.
And you know, and it'll be something like some lefty will get into a conversation where you go, "Hey, I didn't make this up. This came directly from the Associated Press."
And those words did, minus a few other words.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Changing the meaning for sure. Yeah, that's why there's a thing called context.
Oh.
That's kind of an important part of it. You know, if you're going to even come close to something called journalism.
Oh, come on. It's crazy talk.
I know. I'm asking for too much already.
You are.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Friday. Much more to come. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome and happy Friday. It is 6:51 and you're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here and I never want you to miss a minute of the show. And I know you can't listen every minute, unfortunately, but we've got it covered for you on demand 24/7. Subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast. You can find it on Odyssey or wherever you normally get your podcast. There's no fee, no charge, but hit subscribe and you're in. That's it. It's easy.
Such a deal.
Free. And hopefully you will enjoy it. We always have great interviews, like coming up at 8:05, Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America, who just happens to also be a former school resource officer. So that might come in kind of handy as we talk about really the biggest story of the day, or for a few days it will be anyway. And it's about the shooting, the high school in Georgia. 14-year-old is the alleged shooter. His name just happens to be Colt. Oh, and his father just happened to get arrested yesterday. Charged with a murder, because after the law enforcement warned him a year ago that his kid may be behind online threats to shoot up a school. So like a good dad, what does he do? He goes out at Christmas time and buys his kid an AR. After telling law enforcement, yes, I have hunting rifles, but he doesn't have access to them without my supervision. Not an unreasonable thing to do or say. And of course, after law enforcement talks to you, you would think that, okay, I probably should kind of watch my step, and more importantly, now watch his steps. You know, I am the dad. The kid at the time when the police spoke to him was 13. Now he's 14, he's 13. So, yeah, he needed some fathering. Not fathering like, here's a kid who shows a propensity for violence, wants to shoot up a school, and you buy him a gun after law enforcement warned you? And it's going to come out, I think, well, it already is, how wacky this family is. A family that has problems. His aunt already came out and said, you know, you talk stuff about my nephew, you know, and I'm going to come after you full throttle.
Wow.
I'm going to come after you if you speak ill of my nephew, who it's pretty clear, I know it's still alleged, but pretty clear was a shooter.
Yeah.
If you say anything bad about him, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you.
But I'm coming after you.
But, well,
yeah.
But I mean, the kid wasn't using sticks or stones. He used a gun and he murdered people, and nobody can say anything about it, or there could be repercussions and threats from you. And here's the problem. Wow. Sounds like the family's wacky. So if this is someone, just like the kid. The kid made threats, and then he followed through, murdered people.
Watch out for the crazy aunt.
So, exactly.
I mean, we don't know.
Exactly.
We don't know.
Also seeing a headline about the mom having multiple drug arrests.
Oh.
Yes. And then also, I believe it was... she was claiming at some point some abuse from the husband.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is, there's going to be a lot of layers to this onion.
His mother, Marcy, this is the alleged shooter's mother, 43, has a lengthy rap sheet with drug and domestic violence arrests. And his father, Colin, 54, allegedly bought his troubled son an AR-15 rifle for Christmas and now faces charges of his own for supplying the weapon used in the shooting. Wow.
Amazing.
Lauren Vickers lived next door to the Grays in Jefferson, Georgia, said there were problems immediately when the Grays and their three children moved into the well-manicured neighborhood 60 miles east of Atlanta back in 2022. There were nights where the mom would lock him and his sister out of the house. And they would be banging on the back door, just screaming like, "Mom, Mom," and crying. It was absolutely devastating.
That's weird.
Yeah, this is a family plagued with problems. But to make problems worse, he gets his already troubled son a gun for Christmas. After law enforcement had warned him his kid could be dangerous. Wow. And so what, you're going to legislate that somehow? Tell me exactly how that's going to be done. All right. We're still going to make it a happy Friday. And you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Alleged 14-year-old shooter, Georgia. His dad arrested. His dad bought him an AR after police had already warned, "We think he may be behind online threats to shoot up the school." Then it comes out the aunt of the alleged Georgia school shooter, Colt Gray, threatened to go full throttle on anyone speaking ill of the 14-year-old on social media. She put that out just after the massacre unfolded, right about when, you know, everybody was pretty much, they figured out who the possible shooter was.
I'd say there's some patterns in this family.
Yeah, Annie Paulimus Brown identified herself as Gray's aunt, leapt to the teen's defense in a series of since-removed Facebook posts soon after authorities identified him as the alleged gunman who opened fire at Appalachian High School in Winder, Georgia, on Wednesday. The woman vowed to stick by the alleged gunman, saying she will not, in all caps, will not leave her nephew standing alone. Wow.
A lot of comments come to mind there.
When Uvalde happened, I hold my own children that only hurt people hurt people.
Well.
Wow.
What's that?
And she did everything she could to fight, in all caps, for her nephew. Wow. "They are charging my 14-year-old nephew as an adult for murder. Y'all ready to see Paulimus blood in full throttle?" That's her family, I guess. Okay. "In full throttle. Nah, I wouldn't be either." Wow.
In other words,
don't say bad things about my nephew, who allegedly just murdered four people. Don't say anything bad about him, because if you do, I might go full. I will go full throttle.
Wow.
So
I wonder if this is the sister to the dad. I'm just asking.
You know, I think just you know, they should see what is in that well water.
Oh, yeah.
I would test that.
There's something. There.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I wanted to phone this observation in yesterday in the second half of the fourth hour, but the topic didn't return to the gun shooting. But I wanted to share that if we recall, the police interviewed Colin and Colt, and what I heard the father say is that he only has access to the guns under my supervision. And the moment he said that, I thought to myself, well, if that statement is true and he shot the people with your gun, that can only mean that he obtained that gun under your supervision. And I knew at that moment that I heard him say that he was going to be dragged in and involved. So.
But did you think after the police warned him about his kid's behavior that he would go out a couple months later and buy him an AR for Christmas?
No, that's definitely out of hand, and that's why they're going to probably, I don't think they'll be sharing a cell together, that's for sure.
You know, your kid shows a propensity to want to light firecrackers and blow stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
So, what does a good parent do? For Christmas, I buy him a couple of...
Dynamite!
Sticks of dynamite!
There you go.
See? See? Good dad.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is it crazy or what? Uh-huh. All right. Speaking of crazy,
here's a transition.
Dick Cheney's little lizard. I'm sorry, Liz.
Liz, yes. There she is, a little. Well, never mind.
Anyway, she came out.
Yes.
In supporting Kamala Harris.
Uh huh.
But it is kind of interesting that she actually made some statements warning about voting for Kamala Harris.
And yeah. Then you get a vote for her after
Listen to this. Liz Cheney put this out. I don't have the exact date. And it was Elon Musk who retweeted it. Okay?
Yeah.
Liz Cheney. Kamala Harris is a radical liberal who would raise taxes, take away guns and health insurance, and explode the size and power of the federal government. She wants to recreate America in the image of what's happening on the streets of Portland and Seattle. We won't give her the chance.
Wow.
That was in August of 2020. Mm. And that's when maybe Trump wasn't going to be necessarily the candidate locked in, right? So, which is it? In other words, if you believe anything that you posted, Liz Cheney, you hate Trump so much that you're not just saying you're voting for, you gave her your full, like, support.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a radical liberal, by her own words, radical liberal who would raise taxes, take away guns and health insurance, explode the size and power of government, wants to recreate America in the image of what's happening in the streets of Portland and Seattle. We won't give her the chance. Not only are you giving her a chance, you're promoting her.
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't get it. I know that, like, the Bushes, they hate Trump, too.
Sure.
You have to try to figure out what's really behind it? Because I could fully understand people saying, look, I just hate the guy's attitude. He's smug. Mm-hmm. He thinks he knows it all. I don't think he's all that. And I don't really want him to be president. But when the only alternative is Kamala.
Wow.
And you're telling me, not only are you like, well, I'm going to sit this one out. I don't like either one. Because it's not a personality test. It's a policy test. Are you for the policies that Trump brings? Lower taxes. Get the economy surging again. Get us out of these crazy wars. Secure the border. For national security reasons, for fentanyl reasons, for human smuggling reasons, and for economic reasons. So you agree with the policies of Kamala Harris? You have to. You're supporting her. Again, it's not a popularity contest. You see, Trump represents more than just pushing policy. They're deathly afraid that he's going to upset their little schemes that they have going on, where Republicans and Democrats kind of feign, the distrust of each other and the differences in policies.
It's a game.
Trump actually is genuine and means what he says and will make every attempt to deliver on his promises. To them, politics is a game. And at the end of the day, they're all together in smoky rooms, laughing, smoking cigars, drinking, and laughing about the American people. And that's one of the reasons why they hate Donald J. Trump. Not to mention they all must be devil worshippers, too. But well, I just, you know, I don't want to get off track.
Another detail.
628 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Democrat Party or the Party of Beelzebub? You decide. A lot more to talk about on the way. 97.3, The Sky. All right. It's Friday. Is that awesome? Woo. Can we just do this? Breathe. Take it in. Chill. Relax. Don't sweat the small things. And they're all small things, she said. And my feelings are still hurt. But anyway, yeah, happy Friday, everybody.
It's here.
Even if you don't have the weekend off, you know what I always say, be thankful that you have a job.
Yes.
A lot of people don't. And in fact, we've got a story about that. Unemployment numbers going up, new hires going down. Ooh. And I mean to the point to where they're both kind of trend setting. Not good.
That's not good.
Yeah, we'll dig into that in a little bit. Your top story, in case you haven't heard already, the father of the alleged school shooter in Georgia, he's been arrested and charged basically, I guess, as kind of an accessory to all of this.
Mm.
After being warned by the police, after talking to them about the problems, you know, that his child may have. I mean, he knows he has problems, but the cops said he also, you know, he might be behind these random or anonymous internet threats that came to our attention via the FBI that he's going to go and shoot up the school.
Yeah, but he's doing better at his new school, Bob.
So
the dad said.
The dad goes out and buys him a gun.
Yeah.
Now, like we said earlier, if the kid's, you know, says he wants to play with firecrackers, so you buy him a stick of dynamite, and then you wonder, gee, what went wrong?
What did I miss? Yeah, right.
Father of the year, I think he's not going to be in the running for that.
I think you got that right.
What else do we have going on? Hunter Biden changed his plea guilty before trial began Thursday. And it from my understanding, kind of came as a surprise to pretty much everybody, even his own attorney, at least initially. Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. I don't have a lot of time I feel like wasting on this. Hunter Biden changed his plea to guilty to get it over with while the old man is still in office and kicking so that he can pardon him.
But he said he wouldn't.
And that I knew that was the second part. I was like,
yeah.
And if you believe he said, no, we wouldn't pardon him, you believe there was truth behind that, then you are more naive than we thought. So, yeah, Hunter pleads guilty. Of course, get everything and all of it that he can out of the way, so to speak. The old man's going to pardon him.
Yeah.
So that's done. Now, on the other hand, Trump pleads not guilty to charges in Jack Smith's election case. Now, Trump wasn't there in person. Lawyers entered a not guilty plea on behalf of him, federal court in D.C. Thursday, related to charges from the special counsel Jack Smith that, well, one judge said he doesn't really have a constitutional authority to even be in that position. But here he's able to bring up the charges again. This is a new indictment after the Supreme Court ruled a president is immune from prosecution for official acts in office. So, yeah, they rehashed it, twisted it, turned it so that it would be accepted, I guess, at least in this court, and playing every game they can, pulling out every trick they have to do anything they can to hamper Donald J. Trump from getting back into the White House. All the fake news that has been going on, going all the way back to, you know, what was it, St. Louis?
Yep. You know, hands up.
Hands up, yeah. Don't shoot.
That's right.
Charlottesville, there's you know, fine people on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
Was not complimentary or talking about skinheads.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about people where they stood in terms of taking down the monuments.
Right.
That's what that statement was all about. Well, here's going to be another fake one that you'll hear rehashed over and over again, thanks to the Associated Press.
Oh, brother.
Speaking at a rally in Phoenix, J.D. Vance said he does not like that school shootings have become a fact of life while calling for better security.
Right.
If these psychos are going to go after our kids, we've got to be prepared for it. We don't have to like the reality that we live in, but it is the reality we live in. We've got to deal with it. When a journalist asked Vance what the country can do to stop shootings, Vance called for greater security.
Okay.
I don't like this, that this is a fact of life. But if you are a psycho and you want to make headlines, you realize that our schools are soft targets. And we have got to bolster security at our schools. We've got to bolster security. So if a psycho wants to walk through the front door, kill a bunch of children, they're not able. Now, is there anything in that that sounds unreasonable or no. untrue or radical or like he doesn't care? No, he answered the question appropriately.
But the left like to kind of just pick and choose words.
Instead of reporting on his comments accurately, the AP originally reported only that Vance called shootings a fact of life.
See, that's what they do.
Right. Yep. J.D. Vance says he laments that school shootings are a fact of life and calls for better security. That was the AP. They reversed their own headline and kind of fixed it. Fixed it, at least it was better than what it was. But it's another case of fake news.
Yep.
The media looking for anything that they can bash a Republican about. That's one thing. But when you're taking it out of context,
right,
purposefully to try to make them look bad, and knowing that it's not honest.
And the other pattern there is just like we've seen with Facebook and everything else with the stories we've had the last week or so. They put something out there, but changing it to slightly correct it a day or two later somehow never gets the same level of press, does it?
No, it doesn't. They know once that cat out of the bag, because
they know.
You've got all your lefty parrots. That they're just going to be parroting those initial lines, and those are the initial lines. It'll be spread everywhere.
Yep.
And, you know, and it'll be something like some lefty will get into a conversation where you go, hey, I didn't make this up. This came directly from the Associated Press.
And those words did, minus a few other words.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Changing the meaning for sure. Yeah, that's why there's a thing called context.
Oh.
That's kind of an important part of it.
Man,
you know,
familiar,
if you're going to even come close to something called journalism.
Oh, come on. It's crazy talk.
I know. I'm asking for too much already.
You are.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Friday. Much more to come. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome and happy Friday. It is 6:51. And you're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and I never want you to miss a minute of the show. And I know you can't listen every minute, unfortunately, but we've got it covered for you on demand 24/7. Subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast. You can find it on Odyssey or wherever you normally get your podcast. There's no fee, no charge, but hit subscribe, and you're in. That's it. It's easy.
Such a deal.
Free, and hopefully you will enjoy it. We always have great interviews, like coming up at 8:05, Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America, who just happens to also be a former school resource officer. So that might come in kind of handy as we talk about really the biggest story of the day, or for a few days it will be anyway. And it's about the shooting, the high school in Georgia. 14-year-old is the alleged shooter. His name just happens to be Colt. Oh, and his father just happened to get arrested yesterday. Charged with murder, because after the law enforcement warned him a year ago that his kid may be behind online threats to shoot up a school. So like a good dad, what does he do? He goes out at Christmas time and buys his kid an AR. After telling law enforcement, yes, I have hunting rifles, but he doesn't have access to them without my supervision. Not an unreasonable thing to do or say. And of course, after law enforcement talks to you, you would think that, okay, I probably should kind of watch my step, and more importantly, now watch his steps. You know, I am the dad. The kid at the time when the police spoke to him was 13. Now he's 14. He was 13. So, yeah, he needed some fathering. Not fathering like, here's a kid who shows a propensity for violence, wants to shoot up a school, and you buy him a gun after law enforcement warned you? And it's going to come out, I think, well, it already is, how wacky this family is. This is a family that has problems. His aunt already came out and said, you know, you talk stuff about my nephew, you know, and I'm going to come after you full throttle.
Wow.
I'm going to come after you if you speak ill of my nephew, who it's pretty clear, I know it's still alleged, but pretty clear was a shooter.
Yeah.
So, if you say anything bad about him, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you.
But I'm coming after you.
But I mean, the kid wasn't using sticks or stones. He used a gun, and he murdered people, and nobody can say anything about it, or there could be repercussions and threats from you. And here's the problem. Wow. Sounds like the family's wacky. So if this is someone, just like the kid. The kid made threats, and then he followed through, murdered people.
Watch out for the crazy aunt.
So, exactly.
We don't know.
Seeing a headline about the mom having multiple drug arrests.
Oh.
Yes. And then also, I believe it was, she was claiming at some point some abuse from the husband.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of layers to this onion.
His mother, Marcy, this is the alleged shooter's mother, 43, has a lengthy rap sheet with drug and domestic violence arrests. And his father, Colin, 54, allegedly bought his troubled son an AR-15 rifle for Christmas and now faces charges of his own for supplying the weapon used in the shooting. Wow.
Amazing.
Lauren Vickers lived next door to the Grays in Jefferson, Georgia, said there were problems immediately when the Grays and their three children moved into the well-manicured neighborhood 60 miles east of Atlanta back in 2022. There were nights where the mom would lock him and his sister out of the house, and they would be banging on the back door, just screaming like, "Mom, Mom," and crying. It was absolutely devastating.
That's weird.
Yeah, this is a family plagued with problems. But to make problems worse, he gets his already troubled son a gun for Christmas after law enforcement had warned him his kid could be dangerous. Wow. And so what, you're going to legislate that somehow? Tell me exactly how that's going to be done. All right, we're still going to make it a happy Friday. And you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.